I was wondering about cooking, Mrs. Tollett.
We used to have them cook it well. Not so much in that time as they have the latter years. We didn't. Well, I don't suppose those people went out giving cooking demonstrations then, you know.
You used to get demonstrations from Gurdon's sometimes, didn't you? The bakers, Gurdon's.
Oliver and Gurdon.
Yes, that's right.
But
yes.
That was later.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I wondered if you learned recipes or you found out about household hints from the Women's Institute at all.
Well, until I got married, I'll be honest about it, I'd never done a bit of cooking or washing. Because I went out to service, I went as a sewing maid at Reading for years, and I never had to do that sort of thing. Mm. When I got married, it come a bit.
Mm.
And so I never had to do it at home because I'd always been out at somewhere or other.
Mm. So but did... Sorry.
I wouldn't say I learned all that lot there. You pick that thing up as you go.
Yes, yes. I wondered if
it
helped.
Well, I must have picked it up because all those prizes I had, I never realised I had so many. Yeah, I thought, well, did I do all that? Did I get a price for that the other day? I've looked at these things for years and years.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you must have picked up some
hints and things. Oh, I suppose I did, yeah.
Yes, and you must have made
some... Of course, I have a lot of them now, I believe.
Yes, yes. So it was quite an education being a member of...
As I say, once you said, were we happy there, it was a free... quite a few years, we was a very happy lot during those years.
Mm. Mm. What spoilt it then, Mrs. Tollett, do you think, really?
Well, I don't.
Was it the war, do you think, or what?
No, I don't think the war spoilt it. It was over the years, a few years, it was nice. It was a different people that came along.
Mm.
And between you and me, it's very wicked of me. I get bored stiff with it.
Do you really?
Mm. It's not a bit interesting.
Mm.
But I shall never give it up as long as I can go.
Mm.
But
it's not like it was.
Oh.
Mm.
And you see, the people that go now, I'm sorry to say it, I'm not going to say they're always polite to me, they always speak to me. I'll find as I find. My opinion is they don't want to speak, that's all right with me.
Mm.
But they are. But a lot of people down here gave it up because they said it was so divided. Those people from on the Woodstock Road and all around there, we are mostly those people now, they didn't mix with them.
I see, yes.
Well, I used to say, well, if you won't talk to them, they're not going to talk to you.
Mm. But you didn't have a split like that in the early days, then?
We were a happy family then, if you can put it like that.
Mm. Mm.
Real country and a happy family.
Mm.
But of course, the Institute's gone down a lot. And yet, in that home and country, I have that. It's quite interesting. You'd be surprised what some of the Institutes do out in the country. Simply because I think, as you must know as well as me, a lot of buses are cut off from these country places.
Mm.
They can't get out anywhere. Mm. And they just have to make their own amusements. Mm. And it's really interesting what some of those country institutes do and the money they give away to help others.
Mm.
Well, we're always poor. We got no money to give away. They do give some for the look of it. But
you used to collect eggs for the hospital, didn't you?
Yeah.
In the branch.
Mm. Well, we used to do lots of things.
And you used to collect things for charity quite a lot.
That was the years you're wanting to know about.
Mm. Mm.
But no, it's all too much trouble for this type of people to do anything. They want to be entertained, and then if they don't like it, which annoys me, I'm too straightforward, perhaps. You're not liked if you are. They go out and talk about it.
Mm.
And I say, why don't you speak about it in the meeting? They're asked even now if there's anything they don't like. But I used to get up and say.
Did it train you to speak in public at all?
Well,
in the WI?
For years and years I was the most shy person out. But after a time I went to institute and I never minded getting up and speaking about anything. And nobody ever got the guts to get up and give a vote of thanks. Oh yes, they'll say Mrs. Toller to do it.
So you got confidence, really?
I did.
I didn't
mind a bit. It was amazing how I altered.
Mm.
I never mind getting a fool. They say, how can you do it? Well, I said, don't ask me. There's nothing to it. I never felt nervous.
Mm. Was that from the beginning, or what did you gradually get more
gradually,
confident?
Because we didn't actually, people was ready to help more then. There wasn't all this dissension, all, oh, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that. It's no good. Mm. That does happen.
Mm.
But it didn't all those years.
Mm.
Everybody was quite satisfied, never grumbled.
Mm. Can you tell me a bit more about the Aldens? Which were the Alden? Who were they, the Aldens, who helped? Well, there was a man there, wasn't there, who used to help. Was it his sister who helped, or what? In the early days.
He got a daughter.
Mm.
I should say it was the daughter.
Yes, yes.
I think he got one daughter and one son.
Yes. And he just used to help out once a year or something.
Yeah.
Let you go in his garden or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Or twice a year sometimes we could, if the weather was nice, and we seemed to have the weather was more kind to us even than it is today. Honestly.
Mm. What about, was it Miss Fallows or Mrs. Fallows?
Mrs. Fallows.
Who was she then?
She was the school. Mrs. Fallows was the schoolmistress up at Wolcott School in those days.
Mm.
And she was on the committee. She was a nice person.
Was she quite active then?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh yeah. Mm. And they went and lived where they out in the country. She invited us out there once. A big house in the country.
Mm.
They had one son and one daughter.
Mm.
And when he retired, they went and lived out in the country. They were quite nice people. And she used to do all these people, put them back into it. Did a lot to help. But,
But she and her husband were at the school, were they? Both taught
yes,
at the school.
Yes, she was schoolmistress and he was schoolmaster.
Mm. Mm.
That's going back a bit.
Mm. What about the Mothers' Union, Mrs. Tollett? Did the Mothers' Union join in with you at all? Were you connected at
no,
all?
No. The Mothers' Union, well, I belonged to it when it first started, and then I give it up because there was so much controversy about what was that sect that started in Oxford.
Oh, the Oxford movement. The groups movement, you mean?
No, something else.
Moral rearmament, do you mean that?
It was some movement, religious movement, and they started getting it into the Mothers' Union, which was all wrong, and then I never went for years and years. But I joined again, I do belong to it now, but we've only got about 15.
Did you ever enter your son for the baby show?
No. No, he wasn't that type of child.
Mm. But you thought the baby shows were a bad idea, really, weren't
they?
Well,
they were. They found that out. Because people, you were childish. Oh, my baby was better than hers. I can't think why they chose hers. But there again, whether it's in a big agricultural show or little shows, it all depends on the judges. What one judge thinks is good, another doesn't.
So
I put enough in and had enough prizes to learn. You learn the hard way.
So there was quite a lot of trouble about the baby shows then?
Yeah.
So they just gave them up?
Yeah, we did.
Mm.
Yeah.
because they cause so much trouble.
Oh, I don't know if they still have them at the agricultural show, I'm sure.
But was there more trouble about the babies than about the vegetables then?
Oh, yes, the babies was the one that caused the controversy. Yeah. I know, I can see them now. And of course, people were very good-humoured and that, but on the other hand, they wasn't going to have that. If your baby, my baby was better than yours, that's all right. Yeah. I think this is old.
Can you tell me about Mrs. Diddums? Mrs. Diddums seemed to be quite active.
Mrs. Diddums was a nice person. Yeah, she was a... And Mrs... what's the other lady? Mrs. Diddums was a president.
Yes.
They were nice people, nice down-to-earth people. Miss Morris Smith.
That's right, yes.
Yeah?
Can you tell me what Mrs. Diddums was like? Was she a good organiser?
Yes. Oh, yes. They all were in that those years.
Mm.
Yeah. Very good organiser. Yeah. Here was...
And then there was Mrs. Frewin, wasn't there?
Oh, yes, and she was another nice person. She was a good... They worked hard in it.
Mm.
I don't say there's one or two do today, but between you and me, I'm not going to say they all do. They weren't entertaining too much. And it's difficult there. You've got to pay no end to get speakers, as you can imagine. And then if they come from a distance, you've got to pay the transport, petrol, and you know what that costs.
What about Barnet House, Mrs. Tollett? Did you go to Barnet House at all? Because it was run from Barnet House, wasn't it? Wasn't that the local headquarters at Barnet House?
Oh, yeah.
Is that the Oxfordshire headquarters?
No,
there?
Not now.
Ah, what was it then?
It was... They had to give it up about 3 years ago because it was on leasehold ground and they had a job to get anywhere. In the end, they got... Do you know Somertown at all?
Yes.
What is that road? They altered the name of it. There was a very old chapel down there. It's down South Praed and goes one way, goes through.
I think I know what you mean, yes. I know what you mean. Where Horn's, the wireless shop,
you
is.
You got it.
I know, yes.
Well, there was a very old chapel down there, been empty for years, and in the end, they bought that ground up and the chapel and had it altered for the headquarters. It's very nice down there. It cost a lot of money. Whether they paid for it yet, I wouldn't know, but... they made a very nice place of it. That's their headquarters. Of course, a lot of people grumble because it was rather out of the town, but they couldn't get nowhere else.
Did you ever see Grace Haddo? Did she ever come?
Oh, yes, I was looking down here. She came and spoke to us once, I see. Yeah, she was a marvellous lady. Yeah, I think she lived in Southwell Road, was it, or... By the park somewhere.
She was in North Oxford.
We'd been
yes.
to her house.
Really?
For
yes.
things. She got a lovely house and she got a big room where you could have meetings and that.
Why did you all like her so much?
Why do you like people? Now I'll ask you a question. There's certain people got a nice way with them speaking and a nice personality. Friendly.
And she was like that?
Yes, they mostly were. I never heard anybody those days grumble about, because they were people in the past. They're all gone now.
Do you remember her speaking to the branch, to the local society? Do you remember her coming?
Yeah.
I got it
down here what she spoke on.
You were quite right. She did go there, because I...
Oh, yeah.
Quite right.
When I anybody starts me going about a thing I know or interested in, I can carry on.
What about your illness, Mrs. Tollett? You had an illness in 1936, didn't you?
That was, I got ill, I shouldn't have done, because I worked too hard. The doctor said there was nothing wrong with me, but I would work too hard. That was when I was younger. I didn't have to work hard. That was when they didn't have these labour-saving things. You had to scrub floors and all that. But he said there was nothing radically wrong. I just got ill through working too hard. And he said, if you go on like this, Mrs. Tollett, you'll have no energy left for when you get older. I don't know, that poor man's dead now. Yeah, you laugh.
Well, he was wrong, wasn't he?
Well, I suppose we none of us know, do we?
But what did they do then when you were ill? Did they help you, the Women's Institute, when they were ill? When you were ill, did they come and help you at all?
Well, no, I had some friends who used to come and... And my son was only in his 15 or 16 then. I had some very good people I knew. They're all gone, as I say. All my friends are gone.
And they came and visited you, the Women's Institute?
Yes, brought me things and all that. But now, the sick visitor, I can't go there. And I haven't got time to go there. I'm only saying this to you, Mark.
No, I quite understand. But then they remembered your silver wedding and anniversary too, didn't they?
No, not mine, because my husband was dead.
I thought they said something about maybe. I thought they'd given you, they congratulated you.
Might have been for something else.
Yes, maybe I got that wrong actually.
I did these books for years and years.
Did you really?
Yes.
You distributed the magazine.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. What about the Fletchers? Who were the Fletchers then? Because they were.
Oh, Miss Fletcher. There's only one old lady lived along the Woodstock Road. She was heart and soul in it. One old lady. And she really did help.
Did she have a big house and a big garden then?
Well, we know. She lived along the Woodstock Road, not a very big garden. We never went, well, it wasn't big enough to ask us to, but she was always ready to help at Institute. And I think she gave away all she got. She hadn't got much when she died. She was a nice old lady.
Was she a church lady? And did she go to the church?
Now let me think. Was she church or Roman Catholic? I wouldn't be certain. Although she was very good to our church, but I have a feeling she wasn't exactly church. But she didn't condemn the church. I do remember that. And I know at that time we got a... we had a nice clergyman, but his wife, she was a Tartar. She was, and yet, nobody could have been kinder to Miss Fletcher than her. She used to go and see her and take her things, and it just shows, don't it? Everybody got some good in them.
Yes. So you've got quite a lot of quite well-off people who help you.
Well, Miss Fletcher wasn't well-off,
wasn't she?
We would say they was a bit more generous with a little bit extra they got. I wouldn't say they were well off.
And then you've got the regular members who go to all the meetings.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. I wanted to ask
you... We were a very happy family then.
What about Miss Morris-Smith? Who was she?
She was all right. She was very straight. Straight as a day she was, but people got on with her. She was another good member. I don't know much of, well, she's a lady lived on her own. She took ever such interest in the Institute. She belonged till it she died. Yeah.
I wondered if you had any university connections at all, or whether it was quite separate from the university. Did people from the university help at all?
No, I'm sure I'm right there.
It was quite separate, really.
Yeah. Nobody, you know, everybody was welcome to come and join and be a member. And they could come once as a visitor to see what it was like. But Yeah.
What about the mill, Mrs. Tollett? Did the mill help with money or anything? Did the mill encourage the wives to join the Wolvercote mill, or didn't it have anything to do with
that? Oh, well, you see, wives did as they like. They do today, don't they? You want to join something? They join it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wondered if the Wolvercote mill encouraged the wives to join at all.
The mill used to supply us with was white paper to put on our tables for our Christmas party, or if we wanted any paper for anything. But of course, it isn't university now.
No. But they used to give you the paper.
Yes, they were very generous to us like that.
Mm. What about the shopkeepers round about? Did they give you anything for?
Oh, they did sometimes, yeah.
Because there were more shops then, weren't
there? Yes, and different people ran them. Mm. Oh, yes.
Mm. 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 It's a real community then, isn't it, Wolvercote, really?
Well,
it's
quite different,
really, now.
A village, you see.
Mm.
You, there's vast difference to what it is. I mean, we're in the city, we got to pay. Mm. We know that very well, and we got to pay out.
Mm.
we don't get that all.
Did it make a lot of difference when all the new houses were built? Because a lot of new houses, home close and places like that, did that break it up rather than, do you think, the community?
Well, I think it did. And a lot of, I keep quoting myself, a lot of those older people have all passed on. It was a new generation altogether.
Mm. Mm.
Although another thing I'll say, I don't know three parts of people at Wolvercote now, but if I'm down the garden or going up the street, they'll always speak, and I don't know them from Adam. but they'll always speak. I always speak well. They're quite a sociable lot.
Mm. Mm.
Especially if people down at this, I call it more like a camp's waste with all the children down there.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. What about, there was another person I want to ask you, Mrs. Fruin. I wonder whether you could tell me about her. Who was she?
Well, her husband was a builder, Inkins and Fruin.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I see.
Yeah.
So she was quite well off, I suppose.
Well, I don't know if they were they in that day?
Anyway, she helped quite a lot.
Oh, she was as good a help. Those people, and Mrs. Diddums and Miss Morris Smith, and those helped to build it up a lot.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
So what difference did the war make, Mrs. Tollett, then, to everything? How did the war affect things?
Well, I don't think it did, really.
Mm.
As I say, I had the job of that, trying to get those rations every week, Sage, in the kitchen. But apart from that, we still went on and, you know. And
you just carried on?
Yes, in our quiet way.
So it was really, you think it was television?
Oh, they did they did a lot during the war.
Mm.
You might be interested, take this book home to
with the commoners, because the commoners are quite important in Wolvercote.
I know, they
really
wasn't then.
Weren't they really?
They've worked themselves up the last 3 years and had a very good job too.
Really, there wasn't, they well, weren't
you've
very
important. Seen that book then?
Yes, I have seen that. Yes, thank you very much for mentioning it to me. So you didn't have much connection with the commoners?
No, I shouldn't think.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. That's interesting. I thought perhaps the husbands were the commoners and the wives were the Women's Institute. But
oh.